This is Carl Thomas, and you're listening to another Rising Stars podcast. Across the desk from me is Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Beth, can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, so I'm Beth Hampson. I'm Commercial Director at London Executive Offices, which is a serviced office firm.
Beth, how did you get into property?
So my route into property was, slightly maybe more unconventional. So I initially started in residential property back home, predominantly because lots of friends and family worked in real estate. Wanted to make the move to London, passionate about my netball, and I was unfortunately injured on the side of the netball court at one point. One of my fellow teammates had Dan Brown from JLL actually watching, and he mentioned there was a role going at London Executive Offices and introduced me to the company, and really the rest is history. That's how I got into real estate and especially London Executive Offices.
So it was an industry you were sort of aware of, and what were your perceptions coming in?
Yeah, I think in terms of the real estate industry, it was one obviously very aware of, and one that lots of people from sort of universities, family have been heavily involved in. The serviced office section of it is incredibly niche, and not one that prior to coming into it, I actually knew very much about. So it was quite exciting to learn about something that pre having the interview was a sector completely unknown to me and offered a lot of interest because it was, again, completely an area that was new to me.
Now, you mentioned your sports background.
Yeah.
I've actually noticed that quite a few of the Rising Stars have had a bit of a sports background. Why do you think that is?
Oh, gosh, we're all competitive, I think. I think lots of people, sport is something that I've grown up with, and lots of people probably in the Rising Star are fairly competitive in nature and want to be successful, and that typically goes hand in hand with sports and the environment that you're in the sports environment. Mm.
So in your everyday life and in your career, I mean, what's the one thing that really drives you?
Oh, gosh.
Or a number of things.
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. Do you mean specifically what drives me to get out of bed in the morning? Or,
yeah.
I mean, in terms of, for me, I love what I do. I love my job. I also love all aspects of, the other parts of my life. I've got a puppy, so at 6:30 every morning, I have to get up for him. And then in terms of my day-to-day, getting to work, making sure that I'm successful and driving to, gain knowledge and develop myself. And then after work, I've unfortunately done my ACL, but getting to the netball court where possible, seeing, as I said, lots of different environments, key.
When you got into the industry, do you have any expectations of where you want to end up or, you know, what you want to achieve in it?
I mean, I am, as I mentioned, competitive. I always want to strive to be the best, and it's something that whatever I was going to go into, I wanted to make sure I was the best I could be at it. And my goal was always to end up being one of the leaders of where I was going to finish up.
Mm-hmm. Was there another industry or anything else that you were seriously considering?
No, in terms of I when I moved to London, I did a bit of a stint in recruitment more because I wanted to understand the commercial aspects and different sales styles. But for me, it was really to work in the commercial environment. So it was the one I focused on when I came to London.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose there would be a lot of overlap between what you did then and what you do now.
Yeah, exactly. I think it gave me a good bedding in terms of different styles to work in and meeting different peoples in different environments.
What advice would you give someone else who's just starting out in property? Have you thought about the lessons that you've learned or anything that someone else has taught you along the way that's really stuck with you?
Yeah, to be honest, one of my first bosses when I actually started at Leo, his sort of saying was, I think it's a six honest men. So it's basically who, what, where, why, when, how. And he basically said, if you know the answer to those questions, you will always be able to be successful in what you do. And that's always something that I've continued to teach to the sales team that I oversee. To someone new in property, I would say make sure you question, because by asking the questions, you're always going to learn, and knowledge, and at the end of the day, makes you sort of powerful, because you're able to challenge, educate, guide in a much more efficient and effective manner. And I think that's one of the key things in property at the moment. It's changing so much that if you don't start asking the questions, we're never going to challenge ourselves to know what is next. And that would be the key thing I would say to anyone coming in.
And how receptive do you think the industry is to change right now?
I think the industry is very receptive to change at the moment, because it has to be. There's a huge catalyst at the moment, and it's every day it's what's new, what's coming. And I think at the moment people are trying to work out what is the future. So to understand that, there's lots of changing environments going on, lots of people trying new items, new players in an entrance to the market. So change is sort of the norm at the moment in the industry, I feel.
What do you think of, you know, property as a, you know, traditionally as a bit of an old white man's game? Do you think that's changing?
Yes, I think it's changing. I think property as a whole, that was the sort of historic reputation. I think I was very fortunate to have started in serviced offices, which I don't believe holds that reputation. So although when I, and it sort of links hand in hand, when I started in serviced offices 5 years ago, the reputation of property was that it was sort of the old man's game, and serviced offices, with those with that mentality, serviced offices was their sort of last resort, and they didn't have it on viewing schedules unless they had to. Whereas I think those two hand in hand have completely changed. Serviced offices now seen as a mainstream part of property, and because of that, we're seeing a huge change in people's mindset, and the old man's game is incredibly becoming modernized. And I think that's sort of going hand in hand.
I mean, how far do you think the serviced office market is going to take over as the norm?
I think hugely. If you look at people's buying habits, how they're working, most people are working on short-term flexible contracts, so they need to be able to marry up their real estate needs to match that, so they can increase in size, decrease, have different ways of working throughout their every day. And the serviced office market completely caters to this. So I think it's going to become, well, it is huge, and it's going to continue to grow, because as this mentality of modernization happens, more and more people are going to focus on this style of working.
Personally, what's next for you? Have you thought that far ahead?
Gosh, what's next for me? For me, I just... So for me personally, I just want to be the absolute best that I can do. And I think the fact that I've come from, as I said, a niche part property, seen it grow, I've become what I hope to continue to be, is sort of a rising star at present, but a future leader of the, not just serviced offices, but of real estate. And that's where I think, that's where I want to go. I want to be one of the leaders. I want to be someone who, when you're looking at the future years forecast, I want to be the person they turn to and say, Beth Hampson, she's the person we go to.
So you think you'll be in it for the long run in property?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything else you want to leave the listeners with? Any thoughts of wisdom or any great thoughts about the industry in general?
I just think in terms of the industry as a whole, and the reason it's shaping is how we're working day to day. So I think in terms of when we're looking at what the future holds, we need to look at how people work. So we recently wrote an article on Generation Busy, which we think is our current sort of generation that we're in, where everyone says, how's your day? Busy. So I think if we can ensure that our real estate needs and how we're buying and working with different products eases that busyness, so everyone can work efficiently and effectively, that part will be the most successful and enable more and more types of industries to work alongside you.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
And good luck with the rising stars.
Thank you.